So the Gemara in Daf brings down the halacha from Ravami that ain meisin devetar la'akam, not allowed to teach tar to a guy. Shnamar la'asachan l'chagayim mishpatim bal yadam. There's an iser to teach tar to navi kachavim. In fact, Taisus Akasha, he says, why do you need this new iser to teach tar to a guy? Typically, we already have a Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Nintas that says that avik kachavim isik batar chayv nisa. A guy is not allowed to learn tar, he's chayv nisa for learning tar. So if a guy is not allowed to learn, then I'll figure out on my own that I can't teach him, because if I teach him, I'm being arvan lifneiver, I'm facilitating the limud atar of the guy. So why do I need this new limud of la asach and lecha guy? And Taisus goes on to give a teretz, but the Turiyavan over here has a gemalik achidosh, gemalik yasai, to answer this kasha of Taisus. And he says like this. He says that what is the reason why a guy can't learn Torah? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin over there, and Daf Nintas, according to Amadamar, it's because of, it says, teretz yivalanu maisha mayrasha, Marasha Lanu, the Torah is an inheritance that was given to us, Lanu v'lo lahem, and therefore when they learn Migzal Kagazalei, it's a Isra of Gezela, they're taking Torah that belongs to us, and they're taking it away from us. That's why a guy is not allowed to learn Torah. So Zak the Turiyavin, if the whole Isra for the guy to learn is because of Gezela, that's only if he goes on his own and he learns. But if I willingly teach him Torah, I'm willing to teach him, then I'm being Michalit. There's no Gezela. I'm willingly giving up my Torah to him. I'm removing my bias. There's no Isra Gezela over here, and therefore it's 100% Mutter. And that's his Gevaldik Echidosh. Whenever you teach Torah to a guy willingly, there's no longer an Isra Gezela because you're being Michal, you're bias on the Torah, and you're giving it over to him. And if he that, Zak the Turiyavin, he could be Miyash of the Kasha of Taisus. The why do you need this new Isra? Typically, Mishum Lifneiver. What about a case where you're teaching it to the guy, which is what we're talking about over here? Whenever you teach it to him, by definition, you're being Michal. There's no Isra Gezela, and therefore the Lifneiver wouldn't apply, and therefore we need this new lav of Ein Meis and Devetar La'akam because of the Pasuk of Lo Asach and Lecha Goy. And the Triyavin goes on to say, Lefidis, it can be Miyash of many kashas we have throughout Shas. We find different cases where the Chachamim, Chacham Yisrael, taught Tayr to Goyim. They asked them different questions and learning, and they answered them. Just L'mashal, the Gemara, Avod Azara, Daf Mdadam, and Beis. It says, Shal Nachi Achidus of Megamliel had a whole question about Avod Azara, and he answered him. So what happened to Lifneiver? You're not allowed to teach him Devar Torah, he says, because since you're willingly teaching him, you decided to do it, the Isser Gezela doesn't apply, and therefore is mutter to do it. What about the Isser of Argamar of Ein Meisim? So that the Torah even says you could get out of, maybe it's only a Darabanan, it's an Asmachta, there was a Tzarech, but the Iker Isser of Lifneiver, which would be an Isser Daraisa, that would not apply whenever you're teaching him the Torah willingly. That's the Gevaldik Echidosh of the Turiyavin, that when you're teaching Bershus, the Gezela doesn't apply, and therefore it's mutter to teach. Now, L'chai, you could ask on the Turiyavin, he's saying a Gevaldik Echidosh, because even if you hold that the aside of teaching Torah is because of Gezela, you're stealing our Torah, but it's not an individual bialis, it's not a personal bialis that I own the Torah and he owns the Torah and whatever I'm teaching him I own. L'chaira, it's a collective bialis of Klai, so Klai as a whole owns the Torah. We have a bialis over the Torah. So if that's the pshat, then how could one yachid go ahead and be Michael the Torah and say, I'm willing to teach it to you? You can't be Michael something that belongs to Gans Klai, so that pashtus is something that is a Klai stick of bialis and you don't have a right to be Michael. So it's a chiddush, a gvaldik chiddush to say that when I decide to teach it to the guy, I'm allowed to, I mean, Michael my bialis because that's my chelik. But what about the chelik of Klai Yisrael, of Gans Klai Yisrael? It goes more than, this is not just shut from, this is a bialis of the klal. L'chari, you need the whole klal to be Michael, and that doesn't happen. So that's a gvaldik chiddush to say that Mechila would help over here. Another har on the Turiyavin is from Taisus in Chulin and Daf Lamed Gimel. It's mavur from the Turiyavin that he understands this Indian of Mayrasha, Migzal Kagazalei, very literally, that it's mamish a full bailus. We go with regular Yidir Mamanis, that if it be Michael, there's no longer a problem. From Taisus Lachar, you see not like that. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Gimel is talking about the klal of Nika Midi, the Yisrael Mutter v'legai Aser. The Gemara says a klal that there's nothing in the world that is mutter for a Yisrael to do, and it's aser for a guy. It can't be that a guy is more chomer than a yid. Whatever is aser for a guy has to be aser for Yisrael as well. So Taisus asks on this klal, he says, what about this Gemara in Sanhedrin? The Gemara says that a guy is not allowed to learn Torah, but yet a Yisrael is allowed to learn Torah. So you see that there could be something which is mutter for a Yisrael and aser for a guy. In a certain sense, a guy is more chomer than Yisrael. That's a steer to that klal. And Taisus says this is different because not only is a mutter for a yid to learn, it's a mitzvah to learn. So we're not talking about mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is a different thing. But Batsam, Taisus holds this would be a steer to the klal, the fact that a guy cannot learn Torah and a yid could learn Torah. Now, if you understand the Gemara literally in Sanhedrin, like the Turiyavin is understanding it, that it's a gezela dikdin, it's a shaila of mamanis and bailus, then l'chair, the whole kasha of Taisus doesn't begin. What does Taisus mean? Why would this be a steer to the klal? It's not the pshat that a guy has a isser that Yisrael doesn't have. We both have the same isser. We both have the isser of Gezela. It just happens to be that when the guy learns Torah, he's stealing it from me because I own it. I'm allowed to learn it because it belongs to me. So it's not that he has an isser that I don't have. We both have the isser of Gezela. I just happen to be the Bailam, the owner of the Torah, and he's not the Bailam of the Torah. So Haga Atzmacha, would you say if No, I'm allowed to use my car, but Reuven, my neighbor, he can't use my car. If he uses it, he's stealing. So does that mean that Reuven has an issa that I don't have? No, we both have issa gazela, but for him using my car is stealing. For me using it, it's not stealing because I'm the bialim of the car. So then over here, we both have issa gazela. I happen to own the tire, he doesn't, so for him it's gazela, for me not. So what is the whole kasha of Taisus? L'chay Yosef from Taisus, he understood the Gemara, it's not kipshuta, it's not a regular bialis of mamonis. The stomach's like the Kesemishah says, it's more of an asmachta ba'alma, that it's because of my Rasha, but we don't deal with it with regular Gidrei Mammon, because in Cain, Taisus Kasha wouldn't begin with, and Mimela, the Teryavin's Chiddush wouldn't be so Pashat that you could be Meichelet, like your Meichel Mammonis or Meichel Gezela, because it's really an Isser Be'atzim, it doesn't follow the regular Gidrei Mammonis and Gidrei Gezela, so from that Taisus over there would be Mashma Lechar, not like the Teryavin. Perhaps Taisus is L'shitasai, because Teryavin is coming to answer Taisus' kasha over here. Taisus over here doesn't hold like Teryavin either, so maybe Taisus L'shitasai does not understand my Rasha like the Teryavin, that it's Mamash HaMamnes Tekedin, but if it's more of a Isser Ba'alma, it's an Asmachta, like the Kesemeshu says, and Lefi that Havana, it would not be so Pasha that being Meichelet would make any difference, because we don't follow the regular Gidrei Mamnes over here. So those are 2 hours on the Teryavin. Now Lulei Dvarav and Lulei Divrei HaTaisus, maybe you could say a different teretz to answer Taisus' kasha, Behektim the Adiak in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daphne Tess. The Lashon of the Gemara is that Ayve Gachavim HaOisek Bataira is Chai Misa. And Ayve Gachavim who's Oisek Bataira is Chai Misa. Why does it say HaOisek and not HaLaimed Taira? Right, so it's Yadua, the Taz has a famous Yesai that he writes in Archaim and Simon Mem Zayin, and the Lashon of Lasik B'Divrei Taira, that Lasik is different than Laimed. Laimed means you just learn Stam, but Lasik means you're being Oisek B'Ian or B'Pilpo or B'Yagia, B'Taira Chuv Amal, it's Mamish being Ma'ayan and with Arvanya and the Sugya. So it could be lefi that the iser for a guy to learn is not lamida. Lamida, stam learning is mutter. It's dafka the esek, which is aser. Dafka the esek, b'divrei Taira, is aser from your ma'ayan and your amal in the Taira. So lulu de mistafina, I would say that maybe the Gemara is mashma that a regular limud is mutter for a guy. It's only to be ma'ayan and to be amal would be aser. And lefi that, you can answer Taisus's kasha that's why you need this new iser over here, because let's say you're teaching Taira to a guy, you're not teaching him derech ian v'amelis, you're just telling him pshutei dvarim, that would be mutter. There's no iser for the guy, there's no iser for you. But this new iser of la'asachen l'chagayim shpatim ba'yidum is mi mechadish, even to teach the pashat azachen to a guy would also be aser, even though it's not derech ian v'amel, and that you would not know without this new iser over here. And I found afterwards that the Netziv and the Mermei Sada over there in Sanhedrin, Mamish says this for it. He makes his diak in the Gemara and he says that the Isser is only Be'iyun of Amal, and he doesn't answer Taisus' kasha for this. But then I saw that the Netziv over here, Mamish on this Taisus, has all arichas about it. He himself uses this aside to answer Taisus' kasha that the Isser is only Derech Iyun and Derech Amal, otherwise it would be Mutter. So Baruch Hashem, he says this for it, it's Gvaldik Echidish, but the Isser to teach a guy would only be when it's the Derech Iyun of Amelus, but the Pshuti Hadvarim would be Mutter. And if you go with that Chiddush, then that would be a mahalach to answer Taisus' kasha.